practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio with you for another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I am Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we begin this Sunday morning to focus on the things of God so that we can worship Him in spirit and in truth, along with others of like precious faith. And we're going to begin the program today with listening to that great hymn. I really like it, and I think that you do too. It's entitled, Sheltered in the Arms of God.
Of hands so kind and tender, they're leading me in the paths that I must trod. I'll have no fear, for Jesus walks beside me. For I'm sheltered in the arms of God. So let the storms rage high, the dark clouds rise. They don't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God. With me, so that not of earth shall harm me. For I'm sheltered in the arms of God. The call from heaven's portals. Come home, my child, 'cause it's the last mile you must draw. And then I'll fall asleep, and then I'll wake in God's new heaven. For I'm sheltered in the arms of God. So let the storms rage high, the dark clouds rise. They don't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God. So that not of earth can harm me. For I'm sheltered in the arms of God. For I'm sheltered in the arms of God.
Well, it's a great thing to know that those of us who know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior are sheltered in the arms of God. Praise the Lord for that. Well, indeed, it is a delight to be able to come into your home today or wherever you might be with this edition of the Voice of Faith radio program. And we've been doing this for a number of years. And you ask the question, why do we do it? Well, this is the Lord's Day. It is Sunday. It is the first day of the week, the day when Christians traditionally have been gathering together to worship the Lord along with other Christians in like precious faith. And I'm going to ask you a very direct question today, and that is this. Are you going to church today? Are you? I know that many people have not been going over the past months simply due to the COVID-19 virus that's around. But I would encourage you today, if you happen to be one of those people who, well, you've just not been in church for a long time, won't you take a step of faith and go to church today? Do you believe that the Lord can take care of you and to keep you from getting COVID-19? Do you believe that? Do you believe that God, who causes, allows, and directs all things to happen, will either cause, allow, or direct you to get COVID-19 whether or not you go to church? Well, you answer those questions in and of yourself. But I do want to encourage you to go out to church today. Whether it's here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona or another Bible-believing church, if you've not been in church for a while, say, Lord, I'm going to church today to obey you, and I'm going to trust you to shelter me in your arms. Remember, Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25 says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. Take a step of faith and go to church today, beloved, and honor God. And you know what? God will honor you. Now, if we can serve you in any special way, particularly spiritually speaking, contact us here. Our phone number is 814-944-2894. Our email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. And our website is fbcaltoona.org. And we would love to have you contact us so that we can pray with you, so that we can serve you spiritually speaking. And if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, we would love to lead you to the Lord. Now, we have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30 when I'll be continuing a study in the book of Philippians. And then tonight at 6 o'clock, we're going to be having a special missionary guest who has 3 fatwas against him because of the fact that he stood up for Jesus Christ in the face of Islam. And he's going to be speaking tonight. You'll not want to miss that service this evening at 6 o'clock. And so don't hesitate to go to church today. Visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. We would be delighted to have you with us. Let's pray. Father in heaven, as we come to you this morning, we do thank you for the opportunity that we have to put together this program every Sunday morning at this same time to encourage those who listen, but above all, to exalt you and to lift you up. And Father, I do pray particularly for those Christians who, for whatever reason, have not been in church for a long, long time. Maybe it's because of COVID-19. Or maybe it's for other reasons, and perhaps they've not been in church for years. Lord, I would pray that your Holy Spirit would speak to their hearts today and lead them into a good, solid, Bible-believing church where they can fellowship with others of like precious faith, where they can obey you, and where they can worship you along with others in spirit and in truth. And Father, if there's any under the sound of my voice this morning who does not know you through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, it is my prayer that today, right now, will be the time in which they will come to know you, whom to know aright is life eternal and life abundant, and will thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Psalm 46 tells us to be still and know that God is God. Here's a song that expresses that. Be still and know. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to Jeremiah chapter 15 and verse 16. Jeremiah chapter 15 and verse 16, where Jeremiah said, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Jeremiah chapter 15 and verse 16. And now before I deliver a message entitled, "What Really Is Our Problem Today?" we're going to listen to a song that I know is a favorite of many, many people. It's simply entitled, "Sweet Beulah Land."
I've never been before. across the river, where my faith will end in sight. There's just a few more days to labor, and then I'll
Have you ever asked the question, what is really going on in the world around us today? And have you followed that question up with another one, which is basically this, what really is our problem today? Well, you take a look and see what's going on in the world around us, and there are many things taking place. There is division in the nation. There is prejudice rising up all over the place. Families are being defunct. Churches are being ineffective. Christians are living a worldly life. The media is propagating lies. Education is going secular, and people are turning away from God consistently. And we say, wow, those are very serious problems. Well, let me suggest to you this morning that these are really not the problems that we are facing. What they are symptoms to a very serious problem, and that is the fact that we have chosen to deny God of His worth, of His value, of His honor, of His devotion, of His worship, and of His expectations. I firmly believe that. I think that everything that we see taking place around us today is really symptomatic of the fact that we've put God out on the back porch of our lives, and maybe completely off of the property. Would you agree with that? And, you know, if we are going to see God bless us as individuals, if we are going to see God revive the church, if we are going to see God bless America again, then we need to turn back to God. The problem is we have chosen to deny God of His worth, His value, His honor, His devotion, His worship, and His expectations. You know, that was the situation with Israel back in the Old Testament. And we see that brought out very clearly in the book of Hosea. For instance, beginning with Hosea chapter 4 and verse 1, we find these words. Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. We see there that Hosea presented the problem. The fact of the matter is, Israel was rejecting God. And then we see in verse 3 how that was presented. He says, by swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood toucheth blood. There was all sorts of sin going on in the land of Israel because there was no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God. As the result of that, God was going to punish Israel, to judge Israel. Notice beginning with verse 3 of Hosea 4. He says, "Therefore shall the land mourn, and every one that dwelleth therein shall languish, with the beasts of the field, and with the fowls of heaven, yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. Yet let no man strive nor reprove another, for thy people are as they that strive with the priest." In other words, they were not listening to the preaching and the teaching of the Word of God. Now note as we go on in verse 5. "Therefore shalt thou fall in the day, and the prophet also shall fall with thee in the night, and I will destroy thy mother." Thy mother there talks about the land of Israel. God was saying, because you've turned away from me, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor the knowledge of God in the land, I am going to destroy you. But then God goes on just a little deeper in verse 6 of Hosea 4 and says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame." You see, I fully believe that what took place in the land of Israel back in Hosea's day is what we see taking place in the United States of America today, with all of those things that I mentioned at the beginning of the message. As a church, as Christians, as a nation, in many ways, we've turned away from God and we've begun to do that which is right in our own eyes. And thus what is taking place is that God is changing our glory into shame. Would you agree with me? I fully believe that. When we look at this sixth verse of Hosea 4, we see two things here that I believe is taking place in America today. Notice the verse. It says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." Number one, because thou hast rejected knowledge, God says, "I will reject thee." You see, we are living in a day and age when the knowledge of God is being rejected. Today, not only out in the world, but even in our Christian homes and churches, there's a greater focus on personal pleasures and secular attitudes than there is on God and who God is and what God expects and how God operates. But there's another problem. He goes on in Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6, and he says, "That thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children." They not only took the knowledge of God and rejected it, but the law of God himself was being forgotten. Is that not the case today, where we find that the Word of God and the biblical worldview is being replaced in the lives of many Christians today by worldly philosophies? Beloved, we've turned away from God in the United States of America. We've turned away from God in the church. We've turned away from God in our individual lives. Don't you think it's time that we turn back to God? You know, you go to the end of Hosea chapter 14, and it says in verse 1, "O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity." And God goes on to say in verse 4, "I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from him." You see, Israel had forgotten God. Had they turned back to God and repented, God would have restored them, but they continued to reject him. Take a look at your life this morning. If you find that you've been turning your back on God, repent. Turn back to him. He will revive you. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as Savior, I would encourage you to call upon the name of the Lord and ask him to save you today. And then let's pray for this nation that it will turn back to God. And if it does, God will bless America. Thank you for joining me today. Until I greet you once again by way of radio, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.